Peltier was convicted in 1977 of killing two FBI agents during a shootout on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. Peltier has long denied any involvement in the shootings. His supporters say his conviction was political. They say he recently tested positive in federal prison for COVID and, at age 77, has underlying health conditions. Jean Roach is co-director of the Leonard Peltier Defense Committee. She told a press conference Monday in Tampa, Florida, that the Federal Bureau of Prisons has denied Peltier proper care.
We want Leonard in a hospital immediately. He has an aortic aneurysm. I mean, he's very high risk. He's a diabetic. Why does he have to be treated like a less than human? All the people that have dark skin, we know what we're talking about, and we're tired of it.
More than 2,400 people have signed a petition calling for Peltier's sentence to be commuted. Leonard Peltier Defense Committee co-director Carol Gokey made a direct appeal for Peltier's release to President Biden. She said Peltier has led an exemplary life in prison and deserves to have his sentence commuted.
He helps indigenous youth. He helps a Christmas program every year. He helps with scholarships. He's an accomplished author, an accomplished poet. He's an artist. He donates every penny of that forward.
Peltier supporters say officials at the Coleman 1 Penitentiary in Florida, where Peltier is being held, have not provided booster shots to the prisoners. Democratic Senator Brian Schatz, who chairs the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, has called on President Biden to commute Peltier's sentence, as has James H. Reynolds, the former prosecutor at Peltier's trial. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.